ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we're reading from 4th Canto, chapter 20, text 33. The subject matter is Lord Vishnu appearance in a sacrificial arena. It's the pastime with Parikshit Prithu Maharaj. Text 33. Tatvam kuru mayadistam Abrahmatta prajapate madadesa karoloka sarvatra apnoti sobanam tatvam kuru mayadistam Abrahmatta prajapate madadesa karoloka sarvatrapnoti sovanam tatvam kuru mayadistam apramatta prajapate madadesa karoloka sarvatrapnoti sovanam. Tatvam kuru mayadistam
Abrahmatta prajapate madadesa karoloka sarvatrapnoti sovanam.
Tatvam kuru mayadistam Abrahmatta prajapate Matajis.
Tatvam kuru mayadistam Abrahmatta prajapate madadesa karoloka sarvatrapnoti sovanam.
Tatvam kuru mayadistam
Tatvam kuru mayadistam Abrahmatta prajapate madadesa karoloka sarvatrapnoti sovanam. Tat, therefore, tvam, you, kuru, do, maya, by me, adistam, what is ordered, apramatta, without being misguided, prajapate, O master of the citizens, mat, of me, adeshakara, who execute the order, lokaha, any person, sarvatra, everywhere, apnoti, achieves, shobanam, all good fortune. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, O protector of the citizen, henceforward be very careful to execute my order and not be misled by anything. Anyone who lives in that way, simply carry out my order faithfully, will always find good fortune all over the world. This is Vishnu speaking. Please repeat after me. My dear King,
my dear King,
O protector of the citizen,
henceforward,
be very careful
to execute my order
and not be misled
by anything.
Anyone who lives in that way, simply carry out my orders
faithfully,
will always find good fortune all over the world. It's a very nice slogan. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sum and substance of religious life is to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one who does so is perfectly religious. In the Bhagavad Gita 1865, the Supreme Lord Krishna says, Man mana mahamat bhato, just think of me always and become my devotee. Furthermore, the Lord says, Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam saranam braja, give up all kind of material engagement and simply surrender into me. Bhagavad Gita 1866. This is the primary principle of religion. Anyone who directly executes such an order from the personality of Godhead is actually a religious person. Others are described as pretenders. For there are many activities going on throughout the world in the name of religion which are not actually religious. For one who executes the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there is only good fortune throughout the world. Namo Om Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pachayani Nivishesha Sundamani Pashtukutada Sukhavani Vancha Kalpa Turbhyascha Kripasinna Devacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Maha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadakshya Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So before making an attempt to speak on such a deep subject matter, I request the assembled Vaishnava to bless me. I am born as an ignorant fool, by the blessing of the Vaishnava and spiritual master of being blessed to be in your association. I see exalted personalities sitting here in front of me. They should be sitting here, I should be listening to them. But I've been requested to do this service today, so please bless me. Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada makes some nice points in this particular purport. He said that there are so many activities going on in the name of religion. So I was meditating on this point. And I was thinking, you know, it takes courage for oneself to strap himself with bombs and blow himself, thinking, I am a religious person. Just think for a moment, somebody who strapped himself with bombs and thinking, I'm doing sacrifice for my Lord, and then blow himself and killing so many thousands of people. And then thinking also that after life I will get nice benefit. Seven virgins are waiting for me to enjoy. So this is so-called going on in the name of religion. So many people think, misguided by so many so-called gurus, by so many so-called religionists, they be misguided to think that they are religious and they are ready to sacrifice their life. How foolish they are. Or so many people think in Christian religion, they think, you know, it doesn't matter, we can eat meat. But Jesus says the commandment of God, you should not kill. Oh, they interpret it in different way. Oh, no, no, you should not kill human being. You can kill animal. Animal have no soul. So this is going on in the name of religion. Actually, the Bhagavad Dharma, Srila Prabhupada and the great Acharyas and Krishna himself has spoken this Sanatana Dharma, which is actually beyond time and religion. This is a very scientific process by which people can actually qualify themselves to return back home to the kingdom of God. So all these other, they're called cheating religions. Srila Prabhupada said these are called cheating religions. People go to the church on Sunday, they take communion with God, they purify themselves, they ask forgiveness, but the next Monday they start to do it all over again. Huh? This is explained, it's like an elephant bath. Sometimes we see the elephant, they go and take nice bath in the Ganges, the mahout is scrubbing their skin very nicely. But as soon as they come out, they take some sand and throw it all over their body again. What's the use of taking such a bath? Again, they become contaminated. So, if somebody is really sincere in understanding what is religion, then you should approach the topmost religious principle, which is Bhagavad Dharma. How to qualify oneself to love God. How to qualify oneself to return back home, back to Godhead. Because the real problem of life are this: Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. No one can escape those things. Everybody's going to die, everybody's going suffering, everybody's forced to become old. We are all under the influence of time. Krishna said, time I am, the destroyer of the old world. So Krishna is telling us the perfect formula. Mammana bhavana bhato madhya jiva namaskuru. You think of me, you pay obeisance to me, you dedicate your life to me, you offer everything to me, and then you become my devotees. And then you can come to me. So this is the way, this is the path which has been given to us by all the great acharyas, by all the great devotees. They have performed this path of devotional service, very, very successful path. Here in this particular sloka, Lord Vishnu says to Prithu Maharaj, O protector of the citizen, be very careful to execute my order. Be very careful. Srila Prabhupada explained this devotional path is like razor edge. If you make a mistake, you cut yourself. And as higher you go, when you fall, then you get a lot of pain. So we have to be very careful to execute this devotional service. It's not something very frivolous. It's not something very... It is very joyfully performed, of course, because we dance, we chant, and take prasadam, very joyfully activity, very nice activity, full of happiness. But one must be very careful and very sincere in performing devotional service. Must be very careful, very attentive. Very attentive in which way? Very attentive means we focus our mind. What are we doing every day? Every hour, every minute, every second of our life. Are we doing this for pleasing Krishna? Or are we doing this to please ourselves? That is the trick. The very attentiveness. There is a life, a very fine line. Externally, we can perform anything. You know, Srila Prabhupada says there are people in Vrindavan that are doing temple worship, They're showing the things to the deity, but they're thinking about something else. So, of course, they get the benefit of being Vrindavan. They get the benefit of worshipping the deity. But in the end of their life, if they cannot remember Krishna, they won't go back to Krishna. They remain in the material world. Srila Prabhupada explained, even if you have a desire to eat one, rasgulla. You know, rasgulla is very nice, very juicy, very tasty, very sweet. Even if you have the desire to enjoy that, you have to come back. So, we must be very, very careful and execute the order of the Lord for His pleasure. That's the whole trick of devotional service, what we're doing. Actually, it doesn't really matter what we're doing, because I'm sure somebody is typing letter, somebody is sweeping the floor, we're cooking for the deity, we're worshipping the deity, somebody's making dress, somebody's studying. But in all the activity we do, the trick is that, how can I do this to please Krishna? We have to constantly ask ourselves, will Krishna be happy with the service I'm doing? I'm an insignificant jiva. What can I offer to the Lord who is served by thousands and millions of Lakshmi? Huh? Still the Lord accepts our service. He's so merciful. And He reciprocates with us. Anandam buddhivardhanam. He gives unlimited happiness in our heart when we perform devotional service to please Him. He's very happy. He has no consideration who is high, who is low, who is Brahmana, who is Sudra. Who is Brahmachari, who is Grihastha, who is Sannyasi, you know? He is beyond. We try to make an attempt to serve Him, to please Him. That is very pleasing to Him. As much as mother and child, sometimes when the mother is feeding the child, you know, the child tries to take the same food and put it in the mother's mouth. So the mother is very happy. Oh, look at my child. He's trying to please me. He wants to feed me. So there is relationship. There's ras. It's there. Although the mother is the maintainer of the child or the father, but because the child makes an attempt to feed the mother and the father and mother become very pleased. So, similar way, the Lord is a supplier of everything. He gives us the planet, He gives us the fruits, the vegetable, He gives us a body, He gives us intelligence, He gives everything. The air we breathe, the sun we shine, everything is belong to the Lord. Now, if we think we are the enjoyer of all these things, then we are in Maya. We are in illusion. Huh? We think, oh, I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am Chinese, I am Japanese, I am from South Africa, whatever. But we are not this body. So that ankar should be removed. Huh? And who are we? We are the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is called Sanatana Dharma. This is the eternal activity of the soul. That's why this is the topmost religious process. What is Dharma? Srila Prabhupada explained many times. What is the Dharma of the water? It's to be liquid and wet. What is the Dharma of the fire? It's to give light and heat. So what is the Dharma of the soul? The Dharma of the soul is to give love to God, to please Krishna, to serve Krishna. That is the natural propensity of the soul. And actually, Srila Prabhupada explained in one class that actually it's unnatural for the soul to die. That's why we don't want to die. We don't want to become old. We don't want to suffer. Because this is artificial. This is alien to us. If we are eternal, why we have to die? Why we have to become old? Why we have to suffer? Only because of this body. So this Sanatana Dharma is giving us the essence or religion. And then the Lord said, do not be misled by anything. This is another very nice point. Do not be misled by anything. Means, you know, Krishna is telling Arjuna, when you overcome the flowery language of the Vedas, then you will understand me. So, sometimes people get misled by what is written in the scripture. So many people take the scripture and they fabricate their own concoction. Why worshiping this tulsi? Remove it. Put some nice eggplant. Because tulsi, you cannot do anything with it. Eggplant, you can eat. It's very nice. Makes sense, right? It's logic. But where is tulsi? She's Bhakti Devi personified. And by worshiping her, we get the benefit of pure bhakti. And what is a begun? We can buy in a sabji market. How much cost? 20 rupees, 35, whatever. Available everywhere. So, there are three things which we follow. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. These are the three things which we are always keeping us online. Keep us always together. We have a doubt, we ask the sadhus. We want to reconfirm, we ask the Guru. Guru Maharaj, I read this in the scripture. How should I understand this? Or Prabhuji, I don't understand this particular slogan. I understand it that way. Is it correct? So we clear, because the mind speculates. The mind takes us in different direction. The mind can take us away millions and millions of miles without thinking. And we justify ourselves. Yeah, it is correct. We can do this. We can do that. You know? We can use everything in the devotional service. Let me become rich and then I will surrender to Krishna. Sometimes when we make life members in Calcutta or in India, we go, no, but you know, I don't have enough money now, so when I will become rich, then I will join. Or you preach to somebody and say, no, no, when I will become old, I will become devotee. Now I'm very busy. I have to feed my belly, I have to feed the belly of my family. And if I become devotee, you will take care of them. But my dear sir, what is the guarantee you're going to become old? Number one. What is the guarantee? No guarantee. Anyone can, any moment, snap and go. Next body, next life. Start again crying, go back to school, learn everything, another problem. So, we should not be misled. The Sadhuguru Shastra is very nice, it's very simple for us to understand. We can actually be guided by the Vaishnava Association. Association of the Vaishnava is very powerful. Association of Vaishnava doesn't mean we say, Haribol, how are you doing, everything fine, and we go back to our own speculation. No. We actually open our mind to the Vaishnavas. We reveal our mind. Prabhuji, I'm feeling like this. What can I do? Guide me. You have overcome all this difficulty. I'm still stuck into this. How can I see the light? How can I overcome this difficulty? Then they tell us, okay, you do this way, you do that way. That way we can be guided and we be safe. Guru Krishna Prashada say Bhakti Lota Beach that by the mercy of Krishna we get Guru, by the mercy of Guru we get implanted the seed, the Bhakti Lata is implanted in our heart so that the Bhakti Lata, the plant of devotional service, can grow. But the plant of devotional service along with the plant, so many other plants grows. Sometime here we see in Bengal they're growing the rice fields. And we see a man is going there and plucking. Apparently it's plucking rice. Looks exactly the same. The plant looks exactly like rice. But the expert farmer knows this plant is not the rice. This is an infestation to the rice. It's going to ruin my whole harvest. So he very carefully plucks those plants, which they look like rice, but they're not rice. Which are an infestation. So he plucks all these unwanted plants so that the rice can flourish, can grow nicely. So similarly, the devotee is very attentive when he sees that there are desire appearing in his heart, which are unwanted desire. These desires are not wanted, but by nature, contact with material nature, this desire appears in time, in our heart, in our mind. So one should be very, very careful to remove those unwanted desires. One devotee went to Srila Prabhupada and told him, Srila Prabhupada, I want to become an Ayurvedic doctor so I can, you know, help the devotees. Srila Prabhupada said, you know, there are so many Ayurvedic doctors. So you go and preach and you make one of them devotees. To become an Ayurvedic doctor, you need 17, 20 years of study. It's not so easy to become an Ayurvedic doctor. So he said, you go and preach. Preaching is important. Srila Prabhupada says, it's like when we are in a house with a burning fire. If we are sitting in a house, we wake up in the morning. One time it happened to me in my house. I was sleeping in the morning, you know, and I'm hearing, I'm dreaming, it's like the fire is happening. I hear this, you know, the sound of fire. You know, it makes a particular sound when it burns. It goes chip, 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 chip. And I open my eyes and I see my bedroom where my wife sleeps. I see some light coming. I say, wow, and my dreaming is real. Then I go into sea and see a big fire. I say, my God, my wife, she was in the shower room. And I said, my God, how is it possible? And the house is burning. Then I went to me, I took a few buckets of water and tried to extinguish the fire. I banged on her door and said, oh, wake up, you know, what are you doing? The house is going on fire. And then, you know, when I threw the bucket of water, the electric current went off, you know, because of the short circuit of the electricity. So somehow we extinguished the fire. In the other room, there was my son, Bhaktavada, he was sleeping that side. I was scared, my God. What if the fire goes that side and then the whole house is burned? So a small mistake happened. The lady who was ironing the cloth the day before, she left the iron there connected and the electricity went away. So there was no power. So she thought, you know, there's no power, so I'm going away. And she put a bunch of clothes, you know, to be iron on top of the iron. But then eventually the electricity came back. And the iron becomes so hot, and the board is made of wood, and the cloth, everything went on fire. Of course, she said, I'm very sorry. What can you say? She lives in a village. She's a simple lady. She's very honest. Okay, next time, remove the plug. You know, every day, just remove the plug, but there is electricity, no, so you won't die in a fire. But these things happen. See, material nature is such that, you know, it will influence you. Like we go in Calcutta, we said the other day, we go to Calcutta, it's not that we make any effort to become dirty. It's just by the contact of Calcutta, you come back, you're all black. I'm already black, but I become more black. When you clean your face like this, with a cloth, it's all black, like tar. I said, what did I do? Nothing. You know, it just sticks on you. The rain and the air and the smoke. So you become dirty. You become contaminated. That's material nature. So one should be very careful to be guided by the Vaishnavas and to overcome all the difficulty in order to be fortunate. He says, simply carry out my order faithfully and you will always find good fortune all over the world. So the whole planet, Bhumi Devi, she belongs to the Lord, like all the other planets. So there is no restriction to perform devotional service. It's not somebody say, oh, I'm in Africa, it's very hot. You know, oh, I'm in Siberia, it's very cold. We cannot do devotional service. No. Everywhere. Anywhere in this planet, in other planets, because all the planets are full of people, of jivas. The scientists don't want to make us believe that there is only life in this planet. But no, everywhere there is life. No, Srila Prabhupada said, not only rocks and sand. He said, these rascals, they want us to believe that on the moon there is rock and sand. There are people there also. They say they never went to the moon. Very strong statement, yeah? And everybody's watching television, that they've gone to the moon. How can we not believe that we went to the moon? No, they never went to the moon. You know, they want us to believe that they went to the moon. If they would have gone to the moon, they would find beautiful palaces and they would find Indradev there and all the people who lived there. But they didn't go to the moon. So they want us to believe that there is no life everywhere. All the stars we see on the firmament in the night, there is nobody there. It's all empty. There is only life in this planet. We are the only son of God. We are the only fortunate people. There is nobody. So Prabhupada said there are rascals just to make some money that cheat everybody. Prabhupada used strong language in this regard. He said they are rascals. So we have to be very attentive to perform devotional service. And this Sadhu Guru Shastra is very important for us. We can actually, in this lifetime, go back home back to God and see Krishna face to face. And that is the perfection of religion. So we have to be very, very attentive and very sincere in performing this service. The Lord says, Sarva Dharma Paritejam, Mame Kam Saranam Raja. He said, give up everything, just surrender to me. So it's not so easy. We are all coming from different parts of the world. We all have some different ideas. But by surrendering to Krishna, by giving up everything, and trying to please the Lord, this is the most important thing, we can actually become very successful. So we can overcome material nature and we can become free from the suffering. Adhyatmika, Adhibodhika, Adhidevika. Suffering from our own mind, suffering coming from other living entity, and suffering coming from demigods, from material nature. So this is the real business of life. Unfortunately, Srila Prabhupada explained, today there is no university, there is no school, there is no institution which teaches people how to become free from material entanglement. We can get a nice degree, we can get a nice job, we can get nice pay, nice money, but in the end of our life, we'll fail. So this old misdirected civilization is all geared up to make people like sheep. In Rome they would say, è meglio vivere un giorno da leoni that cento da pecore. This in Italian language. It says, it's better to live one day as a lion than 100 days as a sheep. That means we must do something. We must do something for Krishna. We can do something for Krishna. Although we are insignificant, although we are jiva, we are minute. But just like in a big machine, in a big lathe machine, there is a small bolt or nut. The bolt or nut value is only 1 rupees or 2 rupees. But when the bolt or nut is connected with the big machine, it serves the purpose of the machine. When you disconnect the bolt or nut from the machine, the value is 2 rupees. But when it's connected to the whole machine, it has great value. So similarly, when we are connected through devotional service for the purpose of pleasing Krishna, pleasing the Lord, then we also have great value. And when we are disconnected from Krishna, we are in Maya, we have no value, zero. We are lost in the whirlwind of Maya. Life after life, samsara is going on. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago to preach this Harinam Sankirtan. He told Nityananda and Haridas, Sono, Sono, Nityananda, Sono, Haridas. He said, you go and preach door to door. This chanting of the holy name. So sometime Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they went preaching door to door. They knock on the door. Sometimes people open the door, they don't see no one, and they close the door, and they hear again. They open the door, then they see two people flat on the floor. Hey, what are you doing? They pay obeisance to the owner of the house. Please, please. We are the messenger of Lord Chaitanya. Please accept the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Please chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. Your life will be successful. And many people were impressed. Many people said, get lost, you know, we are busy, you know. You don't see, we're worshipping Kali, you know. We are making arrangement for our marriage of our son and daughter. Why are you coming and disturbing us with this stuff? Yeah? Even in due course of time, they went through so much trouble. They approached the Jagai Madai, even though they were told, please don't go there. Don't go near those two brothers. They are very dangerous. But Nityananda was very blissful. He went. He said, no, let's go. Let's go and preach. What is that? The Lord will protect us. Haridas was a little fearful. He said, what are you doing? Anyway, let's go. So they went, you know, and these two brothers, they were, although they were coming from Brahmin family, they were drunk. And the first time, you know, they start to throw things at them and they run away. They chase them, want to kill them. If you come again to our door, we'll kill you, Brahmanas. And they run and run and run. And Haridas was quite old. He went and complained to Lord Chaitanya and said, you know, please don't send me preaching with this Nityananda. He's avadut. You know, he's like a madman. He doesn't care anybody. He doesn't preach to anybody. But they almost killed us today. They told us not to go there and preach to these two brothers, but he went anyway. And I cannot leave him alone. I had to go with him. And Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry, I am always protecting you. You don't worry, just go and preach. So, also in the life of the devotee, it's the same. I remember one time we were preaching, I think in Cochin, with Durgama Prabhu, this devotee who is outside distributing books to the book table. And we went to one house, we knocked the door, and we were stayed for a few minutes. Certainly two big dogs came. Well, we ran for our life, but they chase and they grab our dhoti and they tear off all the dhoti. My God, we were so scared. This dog, you know. And Prabhu was turning around trying to free himself. This dog was attached to the tail of his dhoti, was spinning around the dog. Tear off his dhoti. You know. Somehow, you know, we ran, we jump over the fence and the dog ran away, you know. And we came home with all broken dhoti. Maharaj said, what happened to you? Oh, Maharaj, you know, we had encounter with two beasts, some dogs. I said, don't worry, no problem. Lord Chaitanya will protect you. So, yeah. We're scared. So likewise, you know, when we preach, sometimes we meet opposition. Sometimes even devotees in Russia, they have been jailed, then be put in a mental hospital. There are books which to this effect. But the devotees, they go on preach, they are very merciful. They just go on spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya, because this is our life and soul. This is what the order of Lord Chaitanya is, that we have to go remind people that they are also the body of Krishna. Some other forget. They forgot that they are the eternal servant of the Lord. So they are involved in Maya, in illusion. They're doing so many things, thinking, oh, this is very important. So we have to go and awaken them from Maya. We have to remind them, my dear Lord, please, I beg at your feet, please accept this chanting of the holy name, so that you can perfect your life. Whatever you're doing is wonderful. You are such a nice person. But please add this to your life. Chanting of the holy name. Because this chanting will actually save you. That is the only medicine for Kali Yuga. Kaler dosanide rajan astye kumahaguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parambradit. So, although in this Kali Yuga there is an ocean of faults, but there is one great quality in this Kali Yuga. Hastieko Mahaguna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambrajit. Simply by chanting the name of Krishna, we can go back to Godhead. Even the demigods, they are desiring to take birth in this Kali Yuga. So by simply chanting Hare Krishna, they can go back home, back to Godhead. Just imagine how powerful is this chanting of the holy name. Now, in order to perform this chanting of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya has given us 8 stanzas. Trinadapi sunichana tarorapi sushnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. How can we concentrate chant the holy name? Simply by being more humble than the blade of grass and more tolerant than the tree. This is the only way we can constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, it will be impossible for us to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. We may do it for some time, but then, how they say, old habits are very hard to die. They say the fox lose the fur, but not the vice. So, our old habits will come up. We have to be convinced, we have to have faith in this process, and we can see that actually we are making progress by this chanting of the holy name. And if we are preaching, preaching means we are presenting Srila Prabhupada's books. We cannot preach. We cannot explain anything. We can try, but how much power we have? Very little power. But if somehow we give some Krishna conscious book to some conditioned soul, and that conditioned soul takes it sincerely and reads, Srila Prabhupada says, even he reads one line, even he reads one word, then it's very powerful. There will be powerful changes in the person's life. So we have to preach very vigorously this movement of Lord Chaitanya, because this is the what is created is auspiciousness for all civilization. This material civilization is misdirected, it's going in the wrong way. This sense enjoyment is making people mad, it's making people crazy and losers. They become a bunch of losers because they lose their intelligence, they lose their balance, and they cannot understand what is right and what is wrong. They cannot understand what is spiritual, what is material. Nothing. They mix up everything and they justify anything. And Maya is so powerful, you know, the media is so powerful, that keep on enjoying life, you'll be happy sometime. Meanwhile, work like a donkey, work hard, make money, enjoy life. But they cannot. Even some people, they have money, they have no time to enjoy it. And when they have money, they become old. By the time they get money, they become old, they end up in some hospital with some pipes. Pipes here, pipes there, they're in the bed. Doctor, give me one more life, I want to enjoy. The doctor says, well, I'm not God, you know. What God? There is no God. You are God. I am God. We are all God. Yeah, right. Say whatever you want. Then, boom, he's dead. And his parents are crying, his relatives are happy because they get the money. Now they can make an attempt to enjoy. And your life goes on. This Maya is very powerful. It makes them believe. And I'm very happy. Huh? But they're not, they're suffering. Dukkalayam Masaswatam. Everything is full of suffering and everything is temporary. This is what the scriptures say. And this is what the experience of our life also is. So, this process of devotional service, it is the most powerful thing. It's very simple. what Krishna is saying? Manmana Bhamamat Bhakto. Train your mind, always remembering me. Become my devotees. So this process is susukam kartum avyayam, very joyfully performed. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna, by being association with the body, and performing devotional service, then our life will be perfect. And in this very lifetime we can go back home, back to God. So this is the assurance of the Acharyas. This is the assurance of our dear Srila Prabhupada. And this is a very powerful way to follow religious principle. Now, we have to guide ourselves nicely so we become exemplary. Lord Chaitanya says, somebody is preaching very nicely, but they don't follow. Somebody follow very nicely, but they don't preach. He said to Haridas Thakur, you are the exemplary person. You are following very nicely. You are chanting 300,000 names of the Lord. And you are also preaching very nicely. Therefore, you are Namacharya. Even though he was born in a Muslim family. No? Lord Chaitanya glorified Haridas Thakur. And he said, you are the most wonderful devotee. Because you are practicing nicely and you are preaching nicely. So Haridas Thakur was tempted by Maya, tempted by prostitute, beaten in 22 marketplace. But even at one point the Qazi, he told him, please brother, you are from our community, I like you very much. Why you have taken to this chanting of the Hindu name? Just read the Quran. One time I ask you, you read the Quran in front of this court, everybody will be so happy. We don't have to punish you. What was his reply? He said, thank you very much. But even if you cut my pieces into small, small flesh pieces and you do whatever you want, I will never give up the chanting of the name of God. Then he became so angry. He said, then you will be chastised. You will be beaten in 22 marketplace. He said, whatever. Maybe, you know, I had to be punished, but I will never give up the chanting of the Holy Name. And when he was beaten, he was smiling. He was not suffering. He was praying, oh my dear Lord, please forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing. They're beating me. I am insignificant. Maybe I've done some offense, that's why I'm getting beaten. But he wouldn't die. So when this perpetrator and the people were beating him, they told, please, you know, you must be a great sage. How is possible? After 3 marketplaces, people die. We are beating you in 22 marketplaces, and you are not dying. And now you know what is going to happen? We're going to die. Because when we go back with you, the Qazi is telling, you guys are rascal. You have a soft corner for this guy. That's why you didn't kill him. And they will kill us. They say, oh, sorry, I don't want to give you any trouble to you. Boom, he died. That is the great mercy of a Vaishnava. He don't want to create trouble for anybody. Even to the people who beat him in 22 marketplace. I mean, if it was me or you, I don't know, I think we should try to punch the guys or fight or run away, I don't know. I will at least curse them, right? What do you say, Gauranga Sima? But he tolerates everything. And he say, yeah, I'm insignificant. He say, he was thinking, okay, in the creation of God there are billions and trillions of ants. If one ant dies, so what is the problem? I am an insignificant person. So even if I die, what is that? There is no loss. He was thinking like that. But then of course, when they brought the body to the Qazi, and the Qazi say, okay, now he's dead. What shall we do? And they say, okay, we cannot bury him like a real Muslim because he changed his faith. We cannot burn him like a Hindu because he's a Muslim. So what to do? They say, let's throw him in the Ganges. The dog will tear off his skin and bite him. We see sometimes there is a carcass of a buffalo in the Ganges. Sometimes the dog, they go swim and they stand on top of the carcass eating their flesh. Have you seen? No, somebody has been here a long time, they can see this. So they throw him in the Ganges. Okay, get rid of this rascal, no? Haridas. So we give a lesson to all the people who want to take up this process of changing religion. So then Haridas, after a few kilometers floating in the Ganges, he just awake. And he went back to Fulya, to his Bhajan Kudir on the bank of the Ganges, and he continued to chant Hare Krishna. And when the news came to the Qazi, he said, wow, this guy is not an ordinary person. He's a peer. He's a great sage. So he went personally and apologized. He said, my dear Lord, please, my dear sir, I can understand you are not an ordinary person. You are free to do whatever you want in my kingdom. You can chant Hare Krishna. You can do anything you want. Anything you want, I will provide. Please forgive me. Touch his feet. And then he was forgiven. He said, no, I have nothing against you. He's thinking, I'm an insignificant person, so what is that to forgive? But then they say that the Lord did not forgive those people who were beating him. They all got an attack of cholera and they all died. Them and their family, they all were vanquished. Because, and Lord Chaitanya say, actually, I wanted to come with my Sudarshan Chakra and cut off the head of all these people that were beating you. But you prevented me to do so. How? Because you were very merciful to those people who were beating you. I could not come. And I took all the beating myself. He removed each other and everybody could see on the back of Lord Chaitanya there were marks of this caning on his back. So, Lord Chaitanya glorified Haridasa Thakur for his position of Namacharya. So, I think I will stop here. It's 9 o'clock. So please take this process of chanting Hare Krishna and devotional service very sincerely and let us achieve our goal of life, of becoming qualified to go back home and to God. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. If you have any question or anything to say there, Senior Vaishnava can answer you. Arrivo.